Good morning, everyone. Today is the 23rd of March, 2023, Thursday morning. You know, when Christ was down here on this earth, there was a lot of people that asked him a lot of questions. The Pharisees had a lot of questions. The Sadducees had a lot of questions. The scribes had a lot of questions. The disciples had a lot of questions. And the multitude had a lot of questions. They were full of questions. Are you full of questions this morning? I know I have a lot of questions. You know, I was on a fellowship call last night, and I'm sure that maybe the men that were on the call cringe when I say this, but I go, I have a question. They think, oh no, here's this rabble rouser trying to cause contention. No, I just had a question. You know? And my question was, is the bride of Christ the church? Is the bride of Christ the church? Is the church the bride of Christ? The Old Testament saints in the church. Will they be at the marriage supper of the Lamb? I think Moses and Daniel, and I think I'm going to sit down with them at the marriage supper of the Lamb. I count them as brothers in Christ. And I've never been circumcised. They were circumcised. I've been baptized, but they haven't been baptized. And the thief on the cross hasn't been baptized. Is he in the church? Anyway, we all have questions. Well, I'm going to read, you know, question. I'm going to read through the book of Mark chapter 8 today and make some comments. Then I'm going to have Mark read it for us. I think it's good. Now, this is a rather lengthy chapter, 38 verses, but it's maybe I should have Mark read through the chapter and then I'll make some comments about it. Maybe we'll do it that way. This is the 8th chapter of Mark. As he listens to this, think about the question and answers that takes part in this chapter. Think about the questions and answers.
Mark chapter 8, in those days, the multitude being very great and having nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciples unto him and saith unto them, I have compassion on the multitude because they have now been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. And if I send them away fast in their own houses, they will faint by the way, for divers of them came from far. His disciple answered him, from whence came a man satisfy these men with bread here in the wilderness? And he asked them, how many loaves have ye? And they said, 7. And he commanded the people to sit down on the ground. And he took the 7 loaves and gave thanks and brake and gave to his disciples to set before them. And they did set them before the people. They had a few small fishes, and he blessed to command to set them also before them. So they did eat and were filled, and they took above the broken meat that was left 7 baskets. They that had eaten were about 4,000. He sent them away. Straightway he entered into his ship with his disciples and came to the parts of Dalmatia. And the disciples came forth and began to question with him, seeking of him a sign from heaven, tempting him. And he sighed deeply in his spirit and saith, why doth this generation seek after a sign? Verily I say unto you, there shall no sign be given unto this generation. And he left them, entered into the ship again, departed the other side. Now the disciples had forgotten to take bread, neither had they in the ship with them more than 1 loaf. He charged them, saying, take heed, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod. They reasoned among themselves, saying, it is because we have no bread. And when Jesus knew it, he saith unto them, why reason ye because ye have no bread? Perceive ye not, neither understand, have ye not your heart yet hardened? Having eyes, see ye not, and having ears, hear ye not, and do ye not remember? When I break the five loaves among 5,000, how many baskets full of fragments took ye up? They say unto him, 12. When the seven among 4,000, how many baskets full of fragments took ye up? And they said, 7. And he said unto them, how is it that you do not understand? And he cometh to Bethsaida, and they bring a blind man unto him, and besought him to touch him. And he took the blind man by the hand, and led him out of the town. And when he had spit on his eyes, and put his hands upon him, he asked him if he saw aught. He looked up and said, I see men as trees walking. After that, he put his hands again upon his eyes, and made him look up, and he restored, saw every man clearly. And he sent away to his house, saying, neither go into the town, nor tell it to any in the town. And Jesus went out, and his disciples in the towns of Caesarea Philippi. By the way, he asked his disciples, saying unto them, whom do men say that I am? They answered, John the Baptist, but some say Elias, and others one of the prophets. He saith unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Peter answers and saith unto him, thou art the Christ. He charged them they should tell no man of him, and began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things, and be rejected of the elders, and the chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. He spake that, saying openly, and Peter took him and began to rebuke him. But when he had turned about and looked on his disciples, he rebuked Peter, saying, get thee behind me, Satan, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but the things that be of men. But when he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? What shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of whom also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels?
Thank you, Mark.
Yes. Well, I want to just take a couple minutes here and three minutes and go over the questions and answers in this chapter. You say, well, why are you so concerned about questions, Larry? Well, you know, if you don't have questions, you won't get the answers. But if you have questions, you might get the answers. Okay. First question was, they ask him, as the disciples, from whence can a man satisfy these men with bread here in the wilderness? You know, they knew there was a lot of people there, and they said, you know, who's gonna take care of this? We don't have enough bread. We have one loaf of bread, and you're gonna feed all these people? Well, he showed them, didn't he? He said, how many loaves have you? And they said, 7. They found 7. They finally found 7. Okay. Well, he fed them, and he not only fed them physically, but he fed them spiritually, didn't he? And he said that they were eating, that they that had eaten were about 4,000. Okay. And notice what it says in verse 11. It says, the Pharisees came forth and began to question him, seeking him of him a sign from heaven, tempting him. You know, when we ask questions, we shouldn't be asking amiss. We should be asking with all sincerity, not out of any other motive other than to get the truth. And he sighed deeply in his spirit. And he says, why do you see? Now he's asking them a question. Why do you seek after a sign? There shall be no sign given unto this generation. And then he Jesus asked him another question. Why reason ye because ye have no bread? Perceive ye not yet, neither understand that have ye your heart yet hardened? Having eyes, see ye not? Having ears, hear ye not? And do ye not remember? When I break the 5 loaves among the 5,000, how many baskets full of fragments took ye up? He asked him quite a few questions there, didn't he? And when the 7 among 4,000, how many baskets full of fragments took ye up? How is it that ye do not understand? I'm sure that's what God says a lot of times when I ask questions. That's probably what he's thinking. Larry, how is it you don't understand? Larry, how many times do I have to give you the answers? Why are you asking me this question again? Right? Oh, man. Another question he asked him is, who do men say that I am? Who do men say that I am? They answered him, John the Baptist, some say Elias, and others one of the prophets. He asked him another question, but whom say ye that I am? And Peter had the answer, thou art the Christ. Well, there's a lot of questions asked in this chapter. Another question he asked him is, what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? A lot of good questions in this chapter, right? And we can find all the answers in God's Word. Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. He gave him the answer. He gave him the answer. Well, let's consider the questions we ask and the answers we gain. May the good Lord be with you today. God bless.